Now, the Ramah discusses a case of somebody made a neder not to drink wine. So what does he do about Kiddush? So the first option the Ramah gives is that he can make Kiddush to other people who are eating together with him. They'll drink the Kiddush wine. He'll make the bracha and they'll drink. About this Eitzah, the Mishnah brings from Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is Machriya, that's also to do this from their end. Since they know how to make Bar Per Gof and make Kiddush themselves, they cannot be Samech on his Kiddush and just them drinking. Rather, they should make their own Bar Per Gof and their own Kiddush and emote themselves with Kiddush and not be Yates with him since he's not drinking at all. The next Eitzah that the Ramah gives is that if he has nobody with him, he could just make Kiddush al pas. He can make Kiddush on Chala. Friday night will be on Chala, presumably Shabbos day will be on Chama Medina. This Eitzah, Mishnah brings among the Ramah is agreeable to. Another Eitzah, the Ramah says that he can be Yates Kiddush with others, he won't drink from the wine. And that also works. He should go to other people who are having a Suda, be Yates Kiddush with them, and that works. Sif Yud, the Shulchan Aruch says that the Bari Peri Gofen that's made on the wine of Kiddush, it patterns of any other wine that's being drunk during the Suda. Someone's drinking more Yain during the Suda, they do not have to make a new Bari Peri Gofen. The Bari Peri Gofen from the Kiddush patterns Yain during the Suda. Since Kiddush is B'malkim Suda, we'll soon learn about Ezra Hashem, it's considered Tzarchi Suda, connected to the Suda, has din of Yain Shlefnei HaMazon, that patterns of Yain that's during the Suda. To our Rishonim, we don't hold this way. This is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Bracha afterwards is the bracha of benching. One does not make ala gefen after making kiddush. Rather, they make kiddush, and they make moitzi, and when they bench at the end of the suda, that benching, it powders up. It's a bracha achreina for the yain that was drunk by kiddush for the yain shlefnei hamazon. It doesn't make a difference that brachas hamazon is on alakos or nalakos. That benching, that brachas hamazon, that is the bracha achreina for the wine of kiddush, and one does not make ala gefen after a kiddush. Shabur explains this regardless of whether one drank more wine during the Suda or one did not. Either way, Berachas HaMazon is the Bracha Achreina for the Yayin of Kiddush, and there's no Alagafim made. We now move on to some Risha and Gimel, the Lachas of Kiddush Makom Suda. Ain Kiddush El Makom Suda, the Shulchan Aruch says. Kiddush has to be Makom Suda, the place where the Suda takes place. And Shabur explains that the Pasuk says, V'karasa L'Shabbos Einig, but Makom Einig, the place where the Einig Shabbos is, the place where the Suda is, Sham Tehei Kriya, that's the Kriya, the Kiddush of Shabbos Shabbi. The Mechaber says that in one house, in one room, from one corner of the room to the other, that's considered one Malkum. And if you made Kiddush in one corner of the room, and then you decide to eat in a different corner of the room, even if it's a huge room, a huge, tremendous room, still it's considered one place, and it qualifies for Kiddush Malkum Suda. Mishnah Berurah brings that the Arshit does the hold of one corner of the room to the other is considered like a different place. Therefore, L'chadchila, it's good to have the Suda in the same part of the room where you made Kiddush, unless you had Das, you had in mind that Kiddush to eat in the other corner, then you don't have to be machmer, even like a chatchila, and then it's all considered one. The Ramah says that from the house to the sukkah, it's considered like from one corner of the room to the other. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, we're talking about a case that they removed some of the roofing material and had the sukkah in the middle of the house, and they put up walls around that area in order to have kosher defanas of the sukkah under the place where the schach was. But those walls were put up just for sukkah purposes. And besides sukkahs, those walls are not there. Therefore, they're not considered mechitzas for this halacha. And it's considered that within those walls, without those walls, it's considered like one room. And therefore, if one makes kiddush in the house because it was raining, and then it stopped raining, now they're going to the sukkah, or vice versa, it's all considered one. Let's say someone has a sukkah that's outside the house, adjacent to the house, which is much more common. Nowadays, most people don't take off roofing material and put down tzchach. Most people have the sukkah outside the tzchach, possibly on the back porch or adjacent to the house. Then it's taka considered like a different room. So what's taka from one room to the next? One room from the next is considered a different makom of kiddush, makom suda. One makes kiddush in one room, he should make a mitzi in that room also. He should not make mitzi in the next room. However, the Shulchan Aruch says that some Rishayim say if you could see from one room to the other, then it's considered one place. And other Rishayim say that if you had kiddush al das to have the suda in a different room, that's also good enough. As long as two rooms in the same house. But from one house to a different house, bias to bias, that's worse. And there, one should not be mekel from one house to the other, even if they had das by kiddush to have the suda at different bias. Or even when they make kiddush, they could see the other house where they have the suda, and when they have the suda, they could see the place to make kiddush. One should not be mekel with bias to bias based on das, or based on the fact they could see from one place to the other. Even if there are some mishayim or mekel, we're not usually semach on this. However, if they make kiddush in one bias and they have the suda a different bias, and has both milas, both of they had das b'shas kiddush to have the suda in the second bias, and they can see from one house to the other, that's good enough to make a bias the bias. That's your bias the bias. But mecher lecheder from one room to the other in the house, which could be negay also to the sukkah that's adjacent to the house, that's still like another cheder of the house. So there, das to switch from one to the other is good enough, or seeing from one to the other is good enough. So let's say someone made kiddush in the sukkah, then it started raining. So they did not really have das to move into the house. Some say, well, they always knew if it would rain, they'd move into the house. That's considered das. Others say, not like that. So they just drink a revias of wine in the sukkah. This way they had kiddush, makom suda, like some shitas, and then they can move on to the house.